Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're coming at you with our last mini episode for the month of September before we launch our dynamic and exciting new fall season in October. So today's part four of our RV shopping series, and today we're going to be talking about picking up your new RV at the dealership. We've done this three or four times at this point, and we just think it's a really kind of big, important, stressful day. I mean, you're going to be probably be gone for like 6 or 8 hours dealing with all this stuff. And there's a lot of things that you could kind of overlook if you don't know, kind of have a checklist in advance. So this podcast is going to kind of give you the checklist that you need to be prepared for that day you pick up and bring home your shiny new RV.
Yeah. I mean, let's just say, too, it should be a long day, right? Like,
should be.
Problems start to happen if it's not a long day.
That's a great point.
Okay, that's great your point. First warning.
If the whole
signal.
Thing takes 2 hours, then maybe they didn't do it right.
Probably something went wrong. So we're going to go into all the things you need to know before you go to pick up your RV. But first, we want to thank our friends at Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort. They are the exclusive sponsor of this September series on RV shopping, and we really appreciate their support. We also appreciate all of those wonderful Jellystone campgrounds out there that we visited
and
with our kids.
They want you to buy a new RV.
Yeah, and bring it to a Jellystone.
They want it to happen.
Remember, it's not just a campground. It's a Jellystone Park. You can go to jellystonepark.com to make a reservation at a Jellystone Park near you.
All right, let's go behind the scenes. All right, so we're going to talk about kind of what this whole day should look like and what you should be asking the dealer to do, even things that you should be purchasing on that day and bringing home so that you're ready to go camping. So honestly, the first thing you need to understand is that the dealer is responsible to do a PDI and to prepare your RV for you to take it home. It doesn't come from the manufacturer ready for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It comes from the manufacturer, and they have contractual agreements where then the dealer is going to vacuum it out, clean it up, maybe put on propane tanks. I don't know.
A battery. Yeah.
It's
going to
be different with
things.
Every contract.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So if your brand new RV comes in and the dealer's like, well, we don't have it ready yet for you. Well, they're doing their PDI, and that's a good thing.
Now, the best source I ever heard to really explain this was when Dale T was on our podcast back in August talking about just his perspective as an RV dealer and what people don't understand about that. So if you go back to our August episodes and listen to that podcast, I think that actually that will give you a lot of advice on this topic also.
It's one of the podcasts from when we were at the Jayco homecoming.
Yeah. And so you really want to know that it might be a while. This is why we said also in the last podcast, if you're buying at an RV show, you can't just take it home from there. The dealer is going to take it back and do a PDI, a long checklist that involves going through every system so that hopefully, fingers crossed, everything is working correctly for you.
Now, what your dealer is going to do when the RV comes in is call you and schedule a day for a walkthrough. If your dealer does not offer to do this, there is immediately a problem.
And I would even say that I don't care if you put down a deposit or whatever, you need to very carefully consider this purchase with this dealer. We have heard stories from people that say that they have shown up and literally been handed the keys to the camper and told to go on their merry way. That is horrifying to me. The number of systems that are in an RV, and for an RV newbie especially, the number one reason for a lot of warranty is just It's user error. It really is. I mean, the data shows that is people just don't know how to do certain things.
They need to be taught.
Yeah.
And look, we're getting a new RV soon. I want a full walkthrough. I mean, this is going to be the fourth or fifth RV we've owned. I don't care. I want to learn all of the unique systems of this particular RV because every RV is different.
And can I suggest for our families that are listening, I know it's exciting to go pick up your RV, and we've had kids with us sometimes when we've picked up a new RV. But honestly, this is a really great opportunity to splurge on a babysitter. It's hard to focus on a walkthrough.
And then you might rush through.
Yes.
The dealer might rush it through.
Because the
might
kids
miss
are
something.
Like breaking things in the RV parts store. So it might really be worth it to look at this as a full day without the kids if you can.
All right. Now, the first thing you're going to want to think about is you want to make sure that your tow vehicle is properly outfitted for towing. Notice the word outfitted for towing. We're not saying that you want to make sure you have the right tow vehicle for the RV because that should have all been figured out already.
Hopefully, yeah.
I mean, that's a disaster if you're like, oh, we bought the RV. Let's check if the truck's going to tow it. I mean, you have the right equipment to hitch up the RV,
yeah.
The brake controller, weight distribution, sway, all of those types of things. Now, Stephanie, you pointed out here in our notes that a lot of people are often shocked when they find out they need an extra $500 or $700 of equipment to tow the RV home, but that is really quite normal.
Yeah, and I always like to add that because I remember that feeling. When we bought our first pop-up camper, we had a Highlander, which was fully capable of towing the pop-up. What it didn't have was tow brakes, right? So trailer brakes. So we had to get all of that installed.
But wasn't even wired for that.
It wasn't wired,
so
right.
We had to get it wired.
This was
for
back
that.
In the day. Now, a lot of the time, they're pre-wired. But, you know, I mean, there was all this stuff that went along with it that honestly, I really could have used the support of knowing that ahead of time and feeling like it was part of our budget. That's why I tell people that all the time. Make all of that stuff, and honestly, a sway bar, you know, all of that might be an extra $1,000 when push comes to shove.
Every single time we've bought the equalizer system, and that combines sway and weight distribution. Mm-hmm. And that's not a cheap product. I mean, I think it's like a $750 or $800 product.
Right.
But I'm not going home without it.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked by that anymore. I'm going to insist.
Now, there is the issue here that you can wrap some of this into your financing if you are getting it from your dealer. So a lot of dealers will offer to throw in the sway bar, the weight distribution system, and all of that stuff. They'll do it for you there, and then they'll wrap it in to your financing. That's an option. If you add an extra $1,000, it can be a little bit tight.
Some people also negotiate to get that stuff for free or to
right.
get it half price or something.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you need to know that you're going to have to buy it to make it a negotiating point, right?
Yeah.
If you agree to everything and then they're like, oh, and by the way, you need this, and then it's too late to negotiate.
Right. And some people say, well, it's a lot cheaper if I buy it myself, so I'll do it that way. And that's all true. Now, talking about the necessities and the gear you need, I've seen a lot of people go to town on Amazon buying all of the, you know,
the
lights.
Dishes,
yeah,
a new coffee maker.
Every single thing they need for their RV. Unfortunately, there's a lot of less fun, glamorous stuff that you really do need right
and
out
it
of
adds
the gate.
Up. Like, I mean, I think you need to budget in like $500 to kind of get a lot of this stuff. I mean, honestly, maybe not $500, but it would be hard to do it for less than like $250. But you need to get a good sewer hose. You need to get a good surge protector, which is not cheap. You need to get a water pressure regulator. These things add up.
Right. And I know it's like more fun to go get,
camp chairs.
Why were we both thinking of camp chairs?
Because when we bought the pop-up camper, I was so excited to go to the store and buy camp chairs.
Because
I'm an RV owner.
But honestly, that surge protector is the thing that's going to make sure you don't ruin
didn't
your...
We use one
right.
for the first year or two, and thank God nothing happened, but you need a surge protector.
We were lucky. You're going to need maybe the step-ups like for amps, right? Like if you are a 50 amp, you might need a step down.
To a 30.
To a 30.
From 30 to 50. You want to be able to move around there. I also think you should have some kind of water filtration, too. I mean, if you want to drink the water at the campground, you need to buy a water filtration system of some kind.
Hey, do you remember with our pop-up? Our pop-up got, like, mucked up at some with some bad water at a campground. Do you remember that?
Our freshwater tank got totally fouled up.
Yeah, one of our first campgrounds. That happened. We had no idea.
I didn't have an external water filtration system on that thing. I mean, I didn't even know.
See how we learn things the hard way, folks?
We did.
So we can...
Our RV dealer had to, like, sanitize the tank and then, like, drive the pop-up around the block 20 times to have it all, like, bounce around and get it out of there.
Yeah, don't skimp on that. I would say that having talked about all of this stuff, like, the real stuff, I'm not saying the dishes and all of that. Don't you think that people should, in their minds, maybe budget an extra $1,500
for everything
soup to nuts? Do you think it's a fair number?
That'll get you everything you need. I mean, and you could, I think, do a budget version of it for maybe $750 or $1,000. But, like, you don't, I mean, honestly, you don't want to buy a cheap water filter. Like, you don't want to buy a cheap surge protector.
You don't want to buy a cheap sewer hose.
You don't. I mean, yeah, you want to get the Thetford Titan sewer hose. But I mean, like, you just don't want to get the total cheap versions of all this stuff because then you're going to be buying it again. And in some cases, like buying a cheap surge protector, it could damage your RV.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now you show up, you know your tow vehicle is properly outfitted. You know you have the gear you need in order to enjoy your first, you know, shakedown trip. What do you need to do to make the most of your RV walkthrough? This changes the user experience. I firmly believe that the quality of your RV walkthrough sets the tone and tenor for your RV experience.
So we're going to totally break it down for you. But before we do so, we need to thank our good friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And they are the exclusive sponsors of this September miniseries.
All right. Well, in the spring, I feel like our Yogi Bear experiences are all about, like, the kickoff activities,
getting to the
campground. Yeah. This summer, it's like water slide central around here, right? We got to go to the Jellystones and have the most fun at the water slides. And then in the fall, it's all about the Halloween fun, right? The Jellystone parks have taken Halloween weekends at the campground to another level. All weekend, you know, weekends in September and October, there's trick or treating.
They do holiday weekend one, holiday weekend two, holiday weekend three.
It goes on and on. So you really want to go to your local Jellystone Park. You want to check out their online reservations. You want to see if you can squeeze in.
Sites are still open.
They are. And we know, because everybody knows we've had RV drama, right? Because we're getting our new RV, but we had this gap in between trading in our old RV and getting the new one. And we had a Jellystone trip. It was so sad for us to think about having to cancel that. So all we did was we switched to a cabin.
Booked to a cabin.
Perfect. It was
the,
like,
RV is not going
to
be here.
Problem solved. We're still going to be able to enjoy a great...
I wasn't giving up that Jellystone trip.
No, no. And our kids would have... We had already told them, oh, we're going to a Halloween weekend at a Jellystone. They would have been devastated.
Now, hopefully our next trip after that, we will have the new RV.
Yeah,
but we are excited to get back to Jellystone.
Tent camping, RVing, cabin camping, it doesn't matter how you visit a Jellystone, you're going to have such a fun time.
And you can bring along friends that don't have an RV because they can do the cabin or they can bring the tents.
Remember, it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone Park, and you should go to jellystonepark.com to make a reservation at a nearby Jellystone Park.
Well, I will.
Okay.
All right.
You're good at that.
Most important tip, which maybe you've heard before and I'll give it to you anyway, is to record everything on your smartphone. So when you do the walkthrough, if it's like if you're a husband-wife team, somebody should have their camera out and record it. When we bought the White Hawk, I recorded the entire walkthrough. I think I did it in like 15-minute chunks. And I referred to those videos every time we shut the RV down for the winter and every time we opened it up in the spring.
And when I've recorded them, what I've done is, like, for the Octane, I actually did it in the chunks of the areas of the RV. So, like, when he was showing us how to use the tongue jack, I recorded that as a file so that if we ever needed to reference the tongue jack file, it was easy to find.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smarter than the way we did it with the White Hawk. Because then, I would be watching it. Like, I need to find out this thing about the black tank. Where was that?
Yeah. So I think that worked really well with the Octane, and it was super helpful. And, you know, and you can say to the person, can you just repeat that? Ask any questions. Don't be embarrassed. I think that at this point, they're probably pretty used to this. I think most people do it.
Annoyed, you're asking asking questions, that is a problem.
Red flag.
Is part of their job to explain these things to you, right?
And this is the way you can get a personalized YouTube video of your trailer, right? You think about going online to YouTube and saying, like, winterize the whatever, right? Well, just make your own video right here. Ask the person to show you exactly how to winterize your camper, and they'll show it to you
when
you record it.
They will. And you just, you need to learn everything you need to know to take it camping, you know? So if somebody forgets to talk to you about, you know, how the hot water heater works, then you need to ask them about it for sure.
Yeah. And really slow down the technician. These technicians, they can do this in their sleep, and sometimes they can start to ram through the information and they forget that you don't understand maybe that the water heater can work on electric and propane. And they're like sitting there like flying through that button. And if you're like, oh, wait, I didn't know that you could use both. Can you explain that to me? When should I use propane? When should I use electric? There are no dumb questions. You just spent a lot of money buying this RV. Stop. Let them explain it to them with a smile. You know, just like act dumb with a smile. I think that that's a benefit, you know, and they'll go, oh, okay, I need to get into teaching mode.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for our dealer. They're always very, you know, thorough during these walkthroughs. I hope everyone out there gets a dealer that's like that too. So the next thing, you want to put the RV through the paces. Even if you know how to open the electric awning in case there's something wrong with it.
Open it three times. I'm telling you, everything, what happens with RVs is people take it to the campground and on the first trip, they uncover the glitches. Okay, why don't you just uncover those glitches at the RV dealership? When we were taking ownership of the Octane, the screen was like sticking down in the back, like the garage door, we had the screen that comes down and it was just not pulling down good enough. And we sat there probably for what, 20 minutes after we were done with our walkthrough, and they had a little punch list of things that they went around and WD-40.
That's normal too.
Yeah. During
the walkthrough, if you find something wrong, that's a great time to kind of put it on a list and either have them do it immediately or plan on coming back. I mean, when we brought our first pop-up camper, there was a crack on the counter.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to wait for the new counter to come in because I wanted to go camping, but it was on his list and he ordered it that day.
Right.
And then when I brought it in the next time, it was all ready to go.
Your dealer should have had the refrigerator plugged in so that you can actually make sure it's cooling. A good dealer will already do that.
Ask them the night before.
But I would ask the night before.
Plug in the fridge. I want to make sure it's working.
I would say, I just really want to test to make sure, because refrigerators are one of those things that if it's not working on the first trip, it can feel so demoralizing. Like, here, I've got this RV and I loaded up all this food for a fun weekend and now the food's bad. That crushes people's spirits.
In general, you need to inspect everything. And this might feel like you're being obnoxious, but we really recommend that you plug the RV into city water and turn on all the faucets and flush the toilet and turn the shower on. One of the primary complaints we're hearing from people is they get their RVs home and there's leaks, that somehow it passed through PDI and it passed through the walkthrough and nobody knew. It's annoying. I mean, hopefully you can, if you do have a leak, you fix it yourself. But if you have to bring it back in, it's such an annoying thing to have to bring an RV back in for a leak. And the other thing is sometimes they're hard to detect and you have water all over the place before you know it, or it could be leaking in a place that you can't see very easily.
Well, that's why
inspect
you need
the
to
exterior of, like, turn the shower on and walk around outside so that you can see if any water is coming down out of the side of the RV
and underneath any of the cabinets, like, you know, the kitchen sink, when you're running it, open up the cabinet underneath the kitchen sink and put your hand there and make sure that there's no drips or anything coming out of any of those just loose, like, I feel like a lot of these things, what happens is a fitting just isn't twisted enough, right? So there's this loose kind of fitting that maybe has jiggled apart as it's come from Indiana.
The roads. You know, now that I think of it, we've driven
roads
in Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania. And those highways, there's so many potholes.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, honestly, 90% of RVs are getting delivered from, like, Elkhart to either the West Coast or the East Coast.
Terrible roads.
I mean, a lot of these issues that people are coming up with when they get their RV is probably like those rough, bumpy roads.
Oh, I just imagine pipes like separating.
Oh, it's so true.
So go under, and like the second, you won't have water damage. If you see that there's a drip or a leak, the second you start running through the water, if that gets tightened, you're not going to have water damage. If you don't open that cabinet and you use your RV for a few camping trips and you're just running the water and you have no idea it's seeping through there and everything, that's when water damage happens.
Water damage is bad.
It's the
worst. Now, you also need to not just learn all the systems of the RV. You have to make sure that you're ready to tow it home. So they're probably going to like hook up the RV for you, but you need to be able to make sure that you know how to get it unhooked. Like with the first time I got that equalizer system, he explained it to me. He set it all up for me, but I wasn't doing any of it. And then when I got home, I had like 5 to 10 minutes where I was like, yeah, I don't remember any of this. And now I can unhitch and, you know, I can hitch and unhitch without even thinking about it. But I remember that time I was like panicking in front of her house, like, I can't get the RV unhitched.
You know, that was one of those things where it was like, I think you felt bad, right? Like he had it all done for you. And so you would have felt obnoxious saying, hey, can we step back and do it ourselves?
But if you're not sure, do it.
But you should. And you should have recorded that too.
And the equalizer system, there's like a lot of like up and down to, you know, like you're kind of raising the tongue jack up and down.
And these guys act like it's not rocket science because they do it every day. But if you've never used one of these systems, it's like, what the heck is going on? Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
And it's down? Just, you know what? Embrace that. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed by the fact that you're a noob. Embrace it and just be like, I'm a newbie. You got to show me, you know?
And record that too. And I have to say, we hear so many stories, right? And it's very helpful for us if we pass them along to you, right? I feel like that's kind of the benefit of what we do. And like, I'll remember last year, one of our listeners, they picked up their camper, and I think that people had said like the tires were inflated to the right, you know, pressure. And he tested them and he was like, but this is different than what it says on. And they just kind of shooed him off and he felt dumb because he was a newbie and off they went. Well, they had a problem, and it was because the tires weren't inflated properly. And he had been right, but he second guessed himself. So just, I use it as an example just to say, if you do not feel confident, do not move on, right? Like stop, solve the problem. You've got the phone, you can go online, you can do some research, go onto our Facebook group, say, SOS, I'm here at the dealer and I'm not sure, and you'll get help. Yeah.
The other thing I would say is that, you know, when you're about to drive away with that new RV and maybe you're a little nervous about towing it because you've never towed something that of that size before, I just want to remind everybody how I felt. Like when I first picked up our pop-up camper, I was so scared to tow the pop-up camper home. And now I laugh at that because like the idea of towing a pop-up camper to me is like so easy. But then it wasn't easy to me then. So you will get over those nerves pretty quickly. Just drive slow on your way home. If you get nervous about something, you know, don't be afraid to pull over and take a look at it or whatever it might be. Just take your time getting home. Then when we bought the White Hawk, which was a 33-foot travel trailer going from the pop-up camper, I was nervous again. I had never towed anything that was anything close to 33 feet. And then after 10 minutes, I felt comfortable. So go slow, stay in the right lane, let people pass you, and you'll get comfortable on that drive home.
And on that drive home, you definitely might want to think about where you're going to plan your shakedown trip, right? So that needs to be your first step. It can be very exciting to have your new RV and you just want to like hit the road and go cross country. And that would be a really bad decision. It's very important to plan a shakedown trip. We recommend a place extremely close to home, okay? Someplace with full hookups, because then you can actually use every system in the RV and make sure that everything's
working.
Somewhere
close to some stores to go get supplies, right? It is pivotal. If you go on your first trip 10 hours away to Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and then you discover you have some massive leak,
so sad.
You just ruin the trip. Yeah. So even if you have to go somewhere boring, camp really close to home for the first
time. Well, and that's what I would recommend is make it a boring trip, right? Like, don't be like in a place where you want to go out and see everything. Like, be like, okay, this is the weekend that we get to know our new house on wheels. And we really just take our time and we don't feel pressured and we're not like cooking extravagant meals over the campfire. Like,
still reward yourself with the campfire.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying be miserable. I'm just saying like take the pressure off to do anything but just learn your RV and get super comfortable with it, you know, doing things 3 or 4 times, right?
Now, I wrote a post about like tips for gaining confidence as a new RV owner. Could we just put that We'll pop that in the show notes here for everybody as well.
You can link to it.
We'll link to it. It gives you...
Pop that post into this post, Stephanie. Just do a little of that action.
Just a little insight into our working relationship. That maybe she'll edit out, maybe she won't.
Probably not.
But there's some really great tips for that first shakedown trip, like maybe getting a pull-through site, because that's easier to deal in than a backup site and all kinds of stuff like that. So we really wish you the best for this first RV purchase. You're going to make magical memories with your family, and we really truly do hope that we will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas, and a big thanks to the sponsors of this show.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.